recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Brittot, brought to you in Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Yud Zayin. We are holding about a third of the way down, and let me bring you up to date once again, because this is a rather complex sugya. We had a question that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. His question was, how do we view Shabbat as in terms of chiluk l'malachot? Now, it wasn't clear what he was asking b'nogea l'Shabbat. He asked two questions. One was, he put them together, he asked, osei melachot harbei b'shabbatot harbei. Fine. So one question, everybody agrees that one question that he asked was whether there was a chiyuv on separate toldot to a single melacha. But the problem that we had, that not everybody agreed about, is what was he asking l'gabei Shabbat itself, whether the separate Shabbatot, not the Malachot. So we had a very, very different way of looking at it. One way of looking at it was that the question in the Mishnah was whether Gufim are Mukhlakim on Shabbatot. So according to that, there was a slight difference between Abaya and Rabbah in that case, but it's Rav Chisda that creates the real problem on the one hand, versus Abaya and Rabbah on the other case. Because one way of saying it was that he was asking about Zidon Shabbat and Shigigat Melachot. In other words, if I forgot that it was Shabbos today, and then next week I also forget that it's Shabbos. So according to them, Rabbi Akiva is going to agree that the Yomim Sheben Atayim are considered to be a Yediya and they're a Mechalot. The question is, how about the other way around? How about if it has nothing to do with forgetting it Shabbat? You just forgot that this melacha is also. So then, the yomim shben atayim are irrelevant. Because what is the yomim supposed to remind me of the yom? Not at all. So over there, the question is, are the separate Shabbatot the equivalent of separate bodies? So just like we understand that a separate body, or chayiv a separate chatos, somebody was baal and nida, so on Shabbat you'd also be chayiv a separate bodies.
You mean without a new awareness?
No, it's always like that. A separate body is always by Alamecha. Yeah, it's even by Alamecha. Amazingly, Rav Chisda learned that Zidon Shabbat and Shigigat Melachot is a given, even though this is the harder thing, it's a given that Rabbi Akiva holds they are kegufim, and they're separate chiyuvim. And the question he was asking was the opposite, Shigigat Shabbat and Zidon Melachot, and the question was whether Yamim Shabbat Atayim are considered to be a Yediya or not. So that was a very surprising take on the Mishnah. According to Rav Chisda, actually Rabbi Akiva accepted what Rabbi Eliezer told him. And the Mishnah reflects that acceptance. Because the Mishnah says that the Yomim Shabbat Atayim, in fact, act as a Yediya, and you would be chayiv on each Shabbat. Now, where this got interesting was in understanding the Machloket that Rabbi Gamliel has with somebody. We don't know who that somebody is. We're going to get into that today. But we had two separate brightot, which seemed to be contradictions in Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, if you write one letter on one Shabbat and one letter on another Shabbat, that the din is, in one brightot it says you're chayev, and in the other brightot it says you're potter. Rav Chisda uses that contradiction as a proof to his theory. Because he says it's possible to say that the two brightot work out perfectly well according to Rabbi Gamliel, and the only question is, what exactly was the shogeg about? So assuming that Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva, and assuming that I am right in what Rabbi Akiva was saying, then in a case where you have gufim muchlakim, and that would be a case where you have dafka the zidon Shabbat and Shigigat Melachot, there's Gufim Muchlakim. So there's no way to be Mitzarif. How can you be Mitzarif for Chatzishir on one Guf and a Chatzishir on another Kuf. But in a case where it was Shigigat Shabbatot, so over there, what's the problem? Yomim Shebein Atayim. But you didn't do a full Malacha. You only did a Chatzishir. So if you had Ein Yediyah Chatzishir over there, it would be Hitzdarek. Very simple. And that shows you that, in fact, there are two separate questions, and that Rabbi Gamliel, holding like Rabbi Akiva, holds that they are Gufim Buchlaki. That's my raya. Now, yesterday, Rabba was doke that raya by saying, you're assuming that Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva. But what if Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Eliezer. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, well, of course Shabbatot are kegufim muchlakim. That was the whole point of Rabbi Eliezer, that I said myself. And therefore, you have absolutely no raya here to your approach. That's where we were up to yesterday, and that gets us basically between a little bit more than a quarter of the way down. We're up to the Hamidik Tani Umoda Rabbi Gamliel. So, we ask today on Rav's approach, the Rabbi Gamliel actually agrees with Rabbi Eliezer. That's all very nice, except for one word. And that is that Rabbi Gamliel admits that in a case, admits to who? What was he arguing about that he had to admit? Now, says Rav Chista, I mean, if you hold, like I say, and in fact, Rabbi Gamliel is going on leave it to Rabbi Akiva, okay? So then everything makes sense. See, I'm at Bishlama. When you're saying a motor Gamliel, mashba that about the other case and the people, the other cheetahs here, he's arguing, right? They call the plidia chronaita. Who is that? I mean, I'm at Bishlama, Rabbi Akiva Svirle. If you're going to tell me that he holds like Rabbi Akiva, so then you could say that Hainu de plige, Bishigigat Milachot, Bishigigat Shabbat, Vizadon Milachot, where Rabbi Gamliel holds that Ein Yediyala Chatzishiur, but he's Moda Bizadon Shabbat, and Shigigat Milachot, and it's Potter, because Shabbatot are Kegufin Dam. You see, it makes perfectly good sense that there could be, he holds Legabe Rabbi Akiva, that Shabbatot are Kegufin Dam. When he says he's Moda, he means he's Moda to Rabbi Akiva. About what? But even though I argue in a case where you have Ot Achat B'Shabbat Zu, and Ot Achat B'Shabbat Zu, where I hold Ein Yediyah L'Chatzishir, and Rabbi Akiva holds Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzishir, and the Chachomim in that Braita is Rabbi Akiva, and then I'm saying, but I agree with you, Rabbi Akiva, in the case where you have Shabbatot, which are Kegufim Muchlakim, in a case where you have the Zedon Shabbat, fine! That makes 100% sense, because then they're arguing it's something that's irrelevant to the issue of whether Shabbat or Gufim. They're arguing about whether Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzishir or not. So it's a very straightforward machloket. The way I understand it, Rabbi Gamliel's turning around and saying, but of course I agree with you that where it's irrelevant whether Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzishir, because we're talking about a case where each Shabbat is a different Guf, because that was your shogeg. It wasn't a Shigat Shabbat, it was a Zedon Shabbat. Then it makes perfectly good sense. But according to you, Rabbi, go tell me. Who is he agreeing to? Tell me. You tell me Rabbi Gamliel is going Aliba to Rabbi Eliezer. And that means, okay, Umoda Rabbi Gamliel about what? What case is he arguing with on Rabbi Eliezer, okay? Mechwal the Pligi. Where is he arguing? In the case of Shigat Shabbat and Zedon Malachota, what? That I'm saying that Ein Yediyah L'Chatzishir, and you, Rabbi Eliezer, saying Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzishir, but I'm admitting that you're right when it comes to Gufim Buchlakim. I got news for you. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't argue about that. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees to that. I feel a Rabbi Eliezer coming on the sphere like the Ein Yediyah L'Chatzishir. So what are you telling me about? I agree with you in this case. You never disagreed with me in any case. Titania, I'll prove it to you. Hakotev Shtei Otiot, B'Shtei Shabbatot. Ot Achat B'Shabbat Zo, Ot Achat B'Shabbat Zo, Rabbi Eliezer Mikhayev. Now, how do you explain that? Because Ein Yediyah L'Chatzishir. Very simple. Which is exactly what Rabbi Gamliel says. So show me where. Oh, but I agree with you about this case. About which case? Which case don't you agree with me? There's not a single case you don't agree with me. So therefore, it's got to be that Rabbi Gamliel was talking to the Chachamim who are Rabbi Akiva, who argues about Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzishir. So therefore, says Rabbi Chista, I am right. There's no alternative explanation in this Rabbi Gamliel contradiction. V'yela, what are you going to say? Okay, so that one doesn't work out, right? But what if maybe Otaina, that it's not a reference to agreeing to Reb Eliezer while I argue with Reb Eliezer about a case that is similar to this case. What would that case be? Well, it's sort of like Chatzi Shir. In a case where normally the shir is that if you have three threads that you put into a weave, you're chayef. Less than that, not. But if you add one thread on an already existing weave, which sounds like the question of Chatzi Shir, but really isn't, because what it means is that the shir of adding to an existing weave is one thread. So maybe that's what it's referring to. That I am meida in a case where you have achat al harik, and the din over there is that I'm gonna argue on Reb Eliezer, but when it comes to Shtei Shabbatot, I will agree with Reb Eliezer. So I hold that there you would be chayev. Reb Eliezer holds that you're potter, and I agree with Reb Eliezer that you're chayev on an equivalent thing in Shabbos, where you have one oat, where over there really is an issue of Chatzishir, one oat on one Shabbat and one oat on the other Shabbat. Sorry, that doesn't work either, because actually Reb Eliezer is mechayev in that case. All right, and therefore it won't work. Ketzan Reb Eliezer omer orik shlosha chutim mitchila or echad al arik chayav. So that's not the case either. On my Rava, I'll tell you, it still works out. Says Rava, mechlal de polik. They're arguing about a similar case. He agrees with Reb Eliezer. And he argues with Reb Eliezer in a different case. You know which case? I'll tell you which case. It's a case that very much looks like this case. See, you'd think it's the same, but it isn't the same. And what case is that? That's the case of Hotzi Chatzi Grogeret, V'chazar V'Hotzi Chatzi Grogeret, Be'alam Echad Chayav, B'Shtei Alamot Patur. Rabbi Yosef Be'alem Echad B'Rishot Echad Chayav, B'Shtei Rishuyot Patur. Look, we have another case. The other case is also about a Chatzi Shiur. Similar to the case of writing one letter and then writing another letter. But in this case, you took out a half of a shir, the shir normally of Hotzah is a shir of a grogeret. So you took out half, and then you took out another half. And it's all be'alem echad. Okay, so that should be without any question. Except that when you took out the second half, it was into a different Rishus HaRabim than the first half.
Please.
So you went out one door of your house onto one street, and then you took out a Chatzi Shir from the other door, the back door, into another street. Reb Yossi holds that you need to bring the two Chatzi Shirs into the same Rishut. So it has to be Rishut Achat. Only then are you Chayim. But B'shtei Rishuyot, you're Potter. Now, in this case, Reb Gamliel happens to hold like the Tanakhama, and he holds that you're Chayim. And Reb Eliezer holds like Reb Yossi, okay? So they're arguing about the question of Hotzah. And what Reb Gamliel is saying is, even though I argue with you about the tziruf of a Chatzi Grogeret, I do not argue with you about the tziruf of one oat and another oat. That's all. What are you getting so hot under the collar for, Reb Chisler? Why can't it be a reference to something completely out of this area? Nothing to do with Gufim, Mukhlakin, and everything. Relax! So Rabbi Gamliel works out according to me just as well, okay? Tashma. Omar lo, chayava kol achat v'yachad. Will you please read the language of the Mishnah and then tell me how you're going to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer answered me, Chitamali, you're chayav in every single one of them. Tikal v'chom. Of a nida that does not have totzot harbe and chata'ot harbe, etc., 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 okay? Now, I'm just talking about the word. The word is like Reb Chisda. According to Reb Chisda, everything works out fine. Because Bishlam Reb Chisda says, we're talking about Shigat Shabbat and Zedon Malachot. And the question is whether Yamim Shebeinatayim are Yediyala Chalek or are not a Yediyala Chalek. Okay? It makes sense to say, well, a Nida has many different, does not have many different ways of being chayav. Okay? But according to Rava, what are we asking? We're asking whether Shabbatot are kegufim. I understand. What do you mean nida? A nida is one body. He should have said nidot are separate bodies, right? Why does he say nida in the Mishnah? So according to Rav, who says don Shabbat shigat melachot, who the boy minet? And the question is whether Shabbatot are keguf in damian or not keguf in damian. Why does it say nida? It should say nidot. Says Rava, you're right, Robert. Says Rava, you're right. It should say nidot, thank you. Change your girsa. You have it wrong. Okay? It's me, nidot. Okay. And according to Chista, who says, Shigigat Shabbat is don malachot. I mean, you know, you've been telling me it works out according to Chista. I'm not sure I understand how it works out according to Chista. What in the world is a raya from a nida to a Shabbos? Are there yamim shebenatayim by a nida? The question on the Shabbos was, the way Rav Chista is understanding it, whether the days in between one Shabbat and the next are the equivalent of an understanding that this is a new chet, right? And in Nida, where's the Yamim? I don't understand. By Shabbat, the day of Chol is obviously a contradiction to the Shabbat, which is Kodesh. So there it would be a Yediyah. And well, what would be the equivalent of a Nida that what? That there was time in between each intercourse? Who cares? Why is that supposed to remind you that she's a Nida? And that we're going to say it's Yediyah L'chalik.
It wouldn't be an interval of time between...
No, it's not the time. It's that the time is significant in terms of the Shkoga. Time is significant in terms of an Avera that has to do with time. Shabbat versus Chol.
Right.
Time is not significant in an Avera that has to do with sex. It's the same thing. Whether it's now, tomorrow, it's the same exact issue. Therefore, you have me stumped. You're saying, works out very well according to Krista. Doesn't work out at all according to Krista. Nida, mayamim shemenatayim, havi yediyah l'chalakipe. Tell me what case we're talking about. Or my Rava, here it's Rava. And this is Rava supporting Rav Chista. Obviously, the other cases were Rava. Says Rava, well, very simple. He sleeps with this Nida. She goes to the mikvah, okay? Now she's not a Nida. Then she becomes a Nida again. Again he sleeps with this Nida. Chazar Abala. Again she goes to the mikvah. Chazar Abala. Now, the equivalent of that period during which she's not a Nida is the equivalent of Chol versus Shabbat. That's the same exact case as Yamim Shebenatayim.
Why? There's no interaction between them. That's
what doesn't have to be interaction. Why? There's no interaction. There's no interaction by Yamim either. Where's my interaction with Yamim?
I am in a different time state.
And therefore, I know that there's a different concept between Chol and Shabbos. So here too, this woman before is one state. Now she's another state. And I'm not paying attention to that state. Okay, you know, it's good enough. You may disagree with Rabbi Eliezer's raya, but it certainly is a raya. It makes sense.
So over a few months?
Doesn't matter. Here, time is not the issue. The issue is status vis-a-vis sex. Yes, kosher, okay. Not kosher. By Shabbos, it's a question of time. Okay, another question. Tashma. So he comes on and he says, okay, but you're saying that the problem is that over here, each of them is chayav chatas. Why don't we take a case where he slept with kids? Ktanot. So according to Rava, fine. Rava should say in this case, you should say ktanot, because it says nidot, referring to separate bodies, so we need separate bodies of ktanot. But according to Chista, it's referring to one person, so it should say ktana. Why does it say ktanot? Ktanot means young people, not in this case. Ktanot the Amidah. Okay, let's take a case of minors, meaning, and he slept with one. Now, I want you to know that our Mishnah is clearly not like the following Tana, which has a totally different interpretation of the interaction between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. And here's how this Tana learns it. Om Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, you got it all wrong. Lo kaksha alo, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer. Ela kaksha alo. Was exactly the opposite. Rabbi Akiva started asking about abalishto nida, the chazra abo ubalishto nida, belem echad, my, chayav al kulan, or chayav achat al kulan. So chayav achat al kulan. O chayav al kol achat v'achat. So it's the old question of Rabbi Eliezer's shita, that you're chayav in every maisa. Amale chayav al kol achat v'achat. From Kal v'chomer. And according to this version, Rabbi Eliezer was bringing a raya from Shabbat to Rava's to Rabbi Akiva's question of Nida. In our version, he was bringing a raya from Nida to Rabbi Akiva's question of Shabbat. And here's how it went. Uma Shabbat she'in ba ela azara achat she'u muzar ala Shabbat. Ba Shabbat eina muzaret ala. If Shabbat, which is only a one-way street, you're chayav al kol achat ve'achat. A Nida she'yesh ba shtei azarot she'u muzar ala Nida. Nida muzaret ala. Eino din she'u chayav al kol achat ve'achat. And therefore, it's exactly the opposite conversation than we had. So for sure you should be chayav gufa because of that raya. Amar lo, no, says Rabbi Akiva, lo im amar to be Shabbat, sheish bo totzot harbe, lechatot harbe, or chatot harbe. There's different ways of being over on Shabbat. Tomar benida, she'in bo totzot harbe, lechatot harbe, and therefore you'll only be chayav one. To which he responded, amar lo, habalak tanot yochiach, she'in bo totzot harbe, lechatot harbe, and nonetheless you're chayav o kolachat ve'achat. To which he responded, no, lo im amar to be ktanot. If you're talking about ketanot, you're talking about different bodies. How can you bring a raya from different bodies? Amar lo, habala beima yochiach. Well, over there, ein gufim uchlakin, and yochayav akol achat v'achat. To which you responded, I have the same question about a beima as I have on a nida. Hadron alach omru lo, b'li neder. Now we begin. Whew, that was a tough one. Okay, now we begin a nice, easy parak. Richie's smiling. He doesn't seem to trust me.
Let him say the unfun in Yiddish.
Oh, that should do it.
Is there a sense of irony in that?
No, not at all. This is quite difficult keeping track of a world's wonder. But
right, Perek.
Sounds like a Russian.
Look, what can I do? That's my roots.
An old Russian.
Ukrainian.
Why don't you give us a little bit of your grandpa singing?
Yeah. You
that was impressive.
That didn't come down through the way you heard it.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Yes, I played it for my kids. They were amazed. Wow, that's
that
Richie's
version,
grandfather. Wow.
That version of
yeah, very nice.
Of,
beautiful.
Atikva. It's a weird.
No, Atikva. Yeah, I'm talking about the Davin. Okay, so now as we know, if somebody is unsure about whether he did a chet that you're chayav karet b'shogeg, so then he brings an Ashim Tola. Now, there's a big machloket, and that was what our daf is going to revolve around, about what the case is. Is it that a guy is in doubt about whether a piece of meat was kosher or not? Let's say maybe it was chalef, so maybe it was a fi of karet, and therefore should bring an Ashim Tola for the maybe? Or is it only where there was definitely a non-kosher piece of chalef, but there was also another piece which was kosher, and he doesn't know which one he ate? So that's a whole different issue for many reasons. First of all, because the pasuk says achat mi mitzvot, which is mashma one out of two possibilities. Secondly, because if there are two pieces, then we have ikba'a isura. We know for a fact that there was something that was oster that is here. And thirdly, and we're going to discuss these options in the Gemara. And thirdly, and not necessarily in that order, by the way. And thirdly, if there are two pieces, then we can always do a DNA analysis of the piece that's left to figure out whether the other piece was the usher piece or the mutter piece, right? And that way, who cares, you'll say? Because if we can do a DNA analysis on the remaining piece, then we'll know whether you have to bring a chatat kavua one day when we call CIS. But if we can't do a DNA analysis because there isn't another piece left, how are we going to call CIS?
Can we call Yaakov?
Oh, yeah, we could call Yaakov. And then, you'll never be chayav echatat kavua. So what's the point of bringing the Ashim Tolui, which is supposed to hold you until you bring the chatat kavua? You never will bring a chatat kavua. There is the question. All right. So now the Mishnah begins very ambiguously. Safek achal chalev, safek lo achal. You don't know whether you ate chalev or not. You know what? Even if you did know, But you didn't know whether you ate a shear. Was it a chazayin? A shear of chaylev? That's the shayla. So now the question is, am I chayev a chatas or not? Afilo achal, safek, yesh bo kishiyur, safek ein bo. Uh-oh. Now the question is, how do we read these next words? Are these next words a explanation of the opening or an alternative to the opening? Shuman v'chelav lefanav. You got a kosher piece and an unkosher piece in front of you, okay? You eat one of them. Achal echad mehen v'eini yodei zimei machal. You have no idea which it is that you ate. You have your wife and your sister in the bed. You go sleep with one of them. You can't figure out which one it was. This guy is not really very aware. You know? So shagag be'achat, man. Ve'eni yodea ve'ezimeyem, all right? Now, he had a Shabbos and a Yom Chol. When did I turn on that TV? was it yesterday or was it today? I remember seeing that program. So now he doesn't know which day it was. So I'm saying the guy's a little tired, you know. So any idea? Basically, now all of these cases is one out of two possibilities. He's not sure. He's not sure which, not he's not sure if. That's a big difference. So in all of these cases, he's maybe an Ashram Toloid. And does that mean only in these cases where there's one out of two? Or in this case as well? That's what we got to figure out in the Gemara. And by the way, in the same way that you'd only be chayav one chatat if it's ve'elem achad, so too, as we saw earlier in the Gemara, when you're not sure, you also only bring an ashram taluy achad. In other words, whatever the situation would be in terms of the chatat that you would bring if you knew, that's the determining factor in the ashram taluy when you don't know. So there, and kishem shu mevi, imayta yediya benatayim, kishem shu mevi chatat al kol achat v'achat, so too you'd be mevi asham toluy al kol achat v'achat, because the asham toluy is coming in place of the chatat that you otherwise would have brought if you knew. Now,
but he may eventually have to bring the chatat when he finds out.
Yeah, exactly. But it would be the same number of chataot as asham toluy. Now, in the same way that if you ate that delicious kugel made out of chaylev and dam and pigel and nicer behel and achat, you'd be chayav al kol achat v'achat, because each one is a separate iser. So too, kachalo da'ashalem mevi ashram talui al kol achat v'achat. So there too, you bring an ashram talui for each separate iser in the kugel. Okay. So now, Rav Asi says, look, the Mishnah is talking about one piece, okay? You don't know what that piece was. So chaticha achat. That's what Shaninu in the opening of the Mishnah. It doesn't say anything about one piece out of two pieces. It says, Safek HaChaylev, for heaven's sakes. So that means you don't know what the piece was. You're not sure whether it was Chaylev. You're not sure whether it was Shuman. Chia Barav says, no. The Mishnah's only talking about a Safek where it was a Chaticha, Mishtei Chatichot. Okay, what is the Machloket based on? The machloket is based on how to be dorish the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ve'im nefesh ki techeta v'yasta achat mikol mitzvot." Now, we know to pronounce it mitzvot because we have the pronunciation. So that's the mikra. But the mesoret of how to write that pasuk is with one vav. And if I don't have nekudot, I would read achat mikol mitzvot. Now, if I read achat mikol mitzvot, that gives me one out of two. Achat mi two, mi plural mitzvot. If I read it mitzvot, then it's a straight out one out of one, right? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Asi Savar, Yeshem Lamasoret, you go according to how it's written. It's written mitzvot. That means I got a straight out question, did I or didn't I? And it has nothing to do with another piece. Whereas Chia Barav says, no, Yesh Aim, the underlying way of reading things, the mother of all drushas, is the way it's read, mikra. And how's it read? Mitzvot. Therefore it means, achat mi shtayim. So Rav Huna asks Rav Asi, or some say, Chia Barav asks Rav Asi, the Mishnah says, Chela v'shum in the fanav, v'achal achat mehem. Okay? Now, the Seif is talking about two chatichot. So then the Reish is also talking about two chatichot, no? Come on. You got to look around to figure out how to say such dumb things. You know, so you don't have to look very far. I mean, you know that he's going to answer you. That no, on the contrary, the Sefer was talking about Shtei Chatichot, and the Reish is talking about Bechaticha Achat. Lo Tezel. You don't have to look. You don't have to search to say something backwards.
Oh.
What are you searching around for?
The
fault.
The structure of the Mishnah.
No. On the thinking. But what do you mean? I'm not just saying something backwards, because if you're going to tell me that the Reisha begins with a Chaticha Achat, and nonetheless you're Chayav, you need to tell me that a case where there are two Chatichot, where there's Varai a Chaticha Visser, is that necessary to even mention? Trichalo Meimar? Says Rav, yeah, and you never heard of the structure of the Mishnah called Zo Ve'in Tzarich L'Meimar Zo? We're just clarifying. We're telling you the cases gradually. Okay, so we're telling you one. There's this case, and obviously, there's the case where there were two pieces. That's obvious. And according to Chiya Bar Rav, if he says the Sefer is B'Shtei Chatichot, then he's going to say the Reisha is also B'Shtei Chatichot. So why do we have to say it twice? So mitna tarte lamali. Why are we saying two cases that are exactly the same? We're not, darling. Birushiko mefarish. We are explaining with the second case what the meaning of the first case was. Safek ochal chelev. Ketzad safek ochal chelev. That's what it's saying. So safek ochal chelev, safek lo ochal. Maybe Hashem told him. Ketzad. How do we have a case where you bring an Hashem Tolle? With Sufik Ochalev, I shall tell you. Kegon, Chayachelev, Shum Lefanav, etc., etc. There you go. Now, this machloket, Rav Asi and Chiya Bar Rav, involves Omer of Yudah Omer Rav. Hayu Lefanav Shtei Chatichot, just like Chiya Bar Rav said, but the Chaticha Achat Mishtei Chatichot, Rav Yudah quotes Rav as saying, if you have shtei chatichot, one shal shuman v'chat shal chela, achal achat mehem, v'ni yodea eze mehem achal, so then you're chayav. But if you have chaticha achat, safek shal chela, safek shal shuman v'achla, then you would be patur. And here too, Amar Rava, my time in the Rav, what would be the logic of saying it has to be chaticha achat, mishtei chatichot, it should say Rava here? The Yomar Kra, Yasachat Mikom Mitzvot Hashem Bishkaga, Mikom Mitzvot means it would have to be in two things, Bishtayim. That's the Gemara Bishtayim, but it says exactly the opposite. Because isn't it written Mitzvot Ktiv? Yes, it is. But Mitzvot Karina, the way that we read it is Mitzvot. And therefore we go according to Mikra. Eight Ve'abai. So Abaya asks on this from, and this is Akasha on Rava, it says that Reb Elazar, he says that a koi, you're chayav al avashem tolui. And a koi, the reason you'd be chayav al avashem tolui, is because we haven't determined whether a koi is a chaya, and of course the chaylev of a chaya is completely kosher, or whether a koi is a behema, and therefore the chaylev would be not kosher. But you only have one piece. You ate the chaylev of a koi. Nonetheless, we see here the Rebbe Eliezer says, you're chayav imalav asham talui, despite the fact that it is only one piece. To which Rabbi explained, that's because, or Rabbi explained, or Rabbi Yehuda explained for Rav, or Chiya Bar Rav explained, that Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Yesh Em Lamasoret, he holds you go according to the way it's written, not the way it's pronounced. And the way it's written is mitzvah, and therefore, Achat Mi Mitzvah is one piece. Etve. Abai asks on him like this, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, if you eat the chelev of a koi, now a koi is a suffik beima, suffik chaya, the guy who eats it thought that it's a chaya. It turns out that we don't know. He's chayav an ashram toloi. How do you explain that? There's only one piece of koi. You're suffic if it is a chaya or if it is a behema. If it's a chaya, the chaylev is kosher. If it's a behema, the chaylev is not kosher. So this is chaticha achas. And it says you're chayav. So how are you telling me only if it's achat mishtei chatichot? Oh, that's going to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds, yesh eim lemasoret, not to the mikra. And therefore, if it's written as if it's pronounced mitzvat, then that's good enough. Mitzvat ktiv. Eitve. Okay, how about this case? You've got a yevama who was pregnant when she was mityabemet. Maybe. In other words, what happens is, 7 months after the yibum, she has a baby. Now the question is, was that baby already there, and it's really 9 months from the time that her husband had died, 7 months from the time that she got married to his brother, when nobody realized that she was pregnant, or was she not pregnant, and this is a seven-month-old full-term fetus, which we don't have anymore, but which at the time of Chazal was common. I mean, the Goyim report this as well.
So you mean there's no waiting period like there is?
Oh, yes, but he didn't. Of course there is, but he didn't. And we have a suffix whether there's a Bentisha or Risha or a Benshiva la'achra. Now, the baby is certainly not a mamzer. Because if there was no Chiyav of Yibum, it's because the baby was the first husband's baby. And if the baby is the second man's baby, so then there was a Chiyav of Yibum. So the baby's 100% okay. But the guy, the brother, cannot remain married to his Yavama, because his Yavama might have been pregnant, and therefore her husband did not die without leaving children. So she should never marry him. So they have to get divorced. Okay. So now, not only is he Yotzi, and the Vlad, of course, is kosher. Vlad is not a mamzer. But he's chayav in an Ashim Toloi. How is he chayav in an Ashim Toloi? There are not two possible women in front of him. There's one woman. He's not sure whether she's a suratim because of Eshetak. He's not sure whether she's a mitzvatim because of Eshetak and Yibam. Uh-huh. So you see, you do not need chaticha mishtei chatichot. How do you explain that? Well, I explain it by saying that's going Eli ben Rabbi Eliezer. And I already told you that Rabbi Eliezer holds that we dash in the pasuk achat mi mitzvot, not achat mi mitzvot. Everything's okay. All right, what are you going to do about this case? Eitvei. Nimtza el shalom. Now over there, this is the Mishnah about the darkam shel b'nei Yisrael to have intercourse using two checking cloths. Okay? Now, the guy finds blood on his penis. Now, obviously, the only way that blood got there was because he slept with Anina. So, therefore, you would be vadai chayev. So, nimtzal shelo, you have to assume, not assume, you know that they're both tamehim, and he has to bring a korban chatos because he slept with Anina. But how about his is clean? Al shelah. So then, otyom tamehim, v'chayevim the korban, nimtzal shelah, le'achazman tamehim is safik. Upturim in our korban. So then it depends. If it was instantaneous to exit, then it's definitely chayav b'korban. If it's not instantaneous, okay, then you have a suffix whether she had been rei adam during intercourse or afterwards. Upturim in our korban. But it says in the Braita, Taniyala, chayavim mishum hasham talui. Now there's only one woman there. Suffolk if she's Anita, Suffolk if she's not Anita, and you're bringing an Ashram Tolu. How do you explain that? Ha! My old standby. It's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer. Fantastic.
Leave it all on Rabbi Eliezer.
Amar Abchi Amarab. Hayul of Fanab Shtei Chatichot. Achat Shachel of Achat Shashum. Achal Achat Bim. In Yodea. Ezimayam. Then he's Chai. But if there was only a chaticha, which I'm not sure is Shuman, I'm not sure is Chalev, and he eats it, it's Potter. Now, comes along Rabbi Zera and gives a completely different reason for this Shita. Why do we need two? My time in Iran. Because if you have two pieces, then you can do a DNA analysis on the remaining piece. And then, Efshar Levarer Isuro. Since you'll have a remaining piece, you can check it out. By knowing what the remaining piece was, you can infer which piece he ate. Unless, of course, it's a quantum piece. I don't know. But we're assuming that these are entangled pieces.
Caleb and Shuman would have a difference.
If one is Caleb, then the other was Shuman. If this one is Shuman, then the other is Caleb. Okay. So, that is why the Torah said, bring an Ashram Talui until you're chayav to bring your Chatas Kavua. But if you'll never, ever be chayav a Chatas Kavua, because you'll never be able to call CIS to do an analysis of the remaining piece, because there is no remaining piece. There only was one piece, and I can't believe I ate it all. And therefore, what are you going to do? Don't bother bringing your Hashem Talui, because you're never going to bring a Katas Kavua. Now that has nothing to do with Yeshem LaMikra, Yeshem LaMesoret. It's a straight out question about whether there's a relationship between the Hashem Talui and the potential Chiyav of the Katat Kavua, right? Now, is there a difference between the way Rava explained it, namely that it's dependent in the Pasuk, or the way that Rabbi Zera is explaining it, that it's dependent on the phone call to CIS? Yes. There is a very obvious difference. According to Rava's approach, you need to have two pieces, each of which is the shear of a kezias. It's achat mi mitzvot. According to Rabbi Zera's approach, you only need enough left to do a DNA analysis, in which case the remaining piece could have been small. You don't need a whole kezias. So there's a big difference. My ika bein time of the Rav at the time of Rabbi Zera, ika beinayo kezias umechza. How about if you have one piece that's a full kezias and another piece that's not? So according to Rava, okay, then you don't have mitzvot Hashem Elokecha. Only one piece can be mechayev you, therefore you're potter. According to Rabbi Zera, well, but you could still do a DNA check, right? If shalavarer yisro, and therefore everything is fine. Now, what we are going to do is we are going to ask on the shita that you need two pieces. From all of the three cases that we asked Aliba Rava Svara, and we're going to explain that it's all going like Rebbe Eliezer, just like he did, except that over here we're going to have to say that Rebbe Eliezer is not based on Yesh Eim L'Masoret. Rebbe Eliezer is based on not agreeing with the idea that it has to be made any day on Chatas Kavua. But this we're going to just run through very quickly, because it's the exact same Gemara we just had. Same Mishnayot, same Rebbe Eliezer, just a different svar. Okay? So this is rather painless. Hold on tight, and everything will become imminently clear. Here we go. Ready? Eight by Rebbe Yirmiyahu Rebbe Zeira, Rebbe Eliezer, Amer Koi. Why is that? It's only one case. Omale, that's because Rebbe Eliezer disagrees fundamentally. And Isova, lo be'inan levarer yisro. He doesn't agree that you need to be able to bring an achatas kavua at the end. And now we're going to ask from the Mishnayot. Eitve. Sofek ben tisha l'rishon o ben shiva l'acharon. Yotiva v'lat kasher v'chayev v'asham talui. How come there's only one woman? Amani Rebbe Eliezer. Eitve nimta al shalo or shala ot yom tmeim v'chayevim b'korban. Nimta al shalo yachazvan tmeim misofek uptur imir korban. But we said that nonetheless you have to bring an asham talui. How do you explain needing to bring an asham talui if there's only one woman? Where are the two chatichot? Ha'amani Rebbe Eliezer. Ha'amaniktan yomod Rebbe Gamliel b'chlal the pligi akrinait. So what is that akrinait? So yamit b'shlamik Rebbe Akiva svirle. I'll tell you what the akrinait is. The akrinait is the question about whether yeshidi alachatzi shir. So it's pligi. B'shigigat Shabbat and zidon alachot. Rebbe Gamliel holds any di alachatzi shir. And Rabbi Akiva argues, but Rabbi Gamliel is made in the case. There's a don Shabbat, she got belachot that he's potter. But why? Because obviously you can't be mitzarev Shabbatot or kagufin dami. But if you're going to tell me, Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Eliezer, it's really. Okay, so he's moted to Rabbi Eliezer in that case, yeah. And he argues about which case? The plea of Amai. Even she got Shabbat, v'zadon melachot, and what? He's arguing about Yeshidi Elachat Sishir. I got news for you. Even Rebbe Eliezer agrees with the Rebbe Gamliel at Yeshidi Elachat Sishir. Titanya, Hakotev Shtei Otiot, B'Shtei Shabbatot, Otachat B'Shabbat Zo, V'Otachat B'Shabbat Zo, Rebbe Eliezer Mechayev, because Yeshidi Elachat Sishir. V'Yala Be'achat Al-Arig, Chiyuvi Mechayev. In the Tzan, Rebbe Eliezer, Omar Rik Shlosha Chutim Letchila, V'yechad Al Rik Chayav. Omar Rav and Bechlaut Apolik Bechoda. The Tanya, Hotzi Chatzi Grograr. Fechosev Hotzi Chatzi Grograr. Be'elam Echad, Chayav. B'shtei Alamot Patur. Rebbe Yossi Omer, Be'elam Echad, Rishut Echad Chayav. B'shtei Rishiyot Patur. And that's what he's going to be moded to. Rebbe Gamliel, the point over here is that he holds Ketana Kama. Rebbe Eliezer holds like Rebbe Yossi. But Rebbe Gamliel is Moda to Rebbe Eliezer in a similar case of Chatzishir that you would be Potter. Toshma. Amar lo chayav al kol ha-chavachat b'kavachome. Umadi da she'en bato tzar v'etzer v'etzer. So, Bishop according to Rav Chisda, who's saying that shigigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot boi mine, whether yomim b'natayim have a yediya l'chalek or lo, that can be why he said umani da. And we'll see later on what the chalek is. But according to Rava, the Omer Zedon Shabbat v'shigat melachot to the boy mine. So then the Shabbatot, the question is whether they're separate gufim or not. Why doesn't it say nidot? Why does it say nida? Amlacha Rava, it does say nidot. Tani nidot. Shmuel tani nida. Ravada barava tani nida. Rav Natan barashaya. Omar tani nidot. Now, the Rav Chisda Yomar, Shigigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot to the boy, minei, that yomim shebein atayim, mi hava yediya l'chaleik, olo. So if that's the case, what exactly is a raya from the Nida? What is the concept of yomim shebein atayim, hava yediya l'chaleik, idva? Where? Amar Rava kigot sheba aleha, v'tavla, v'rata, v'chazru ba aleha, v'tavla, v'chazru ba aleha, v'tavla. Over there, tfilah to the equivalent of the yamim shebein atayim. Tashma, habalak tanot yochiyach. So Bishlam on the Rava, who says we're talking about nidot, so therefore should say loshen rabim ktanot. But according to Rav Chisda, we're talking about nida. What are ktanot? Ktanot yama. Now matniti de loka den tana, the tanya. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo kach shalo Rabbi Akiva lo Rabbi Elazar, ela kach shalo abal ishto nida, v'chazro bo al ishto nida, bele mechat, mao, chayav achat al kulan, o chayav al kol achat v'achat. Omar le chayav al kol achat v'achat, mikav achomer, uma shabbat she'in ba Elazar ha'achat, shum uzah la shabbat. But shabbat is not muzeret alav, yur chayav al kol achat v'achat, anida she'yesh ba shtei azarot, Shuhu muzar la nida, and the nida is muzar at Allah. Ain't a din shukhayav a kol achat v'achat. Amru lo loim amarta b'shabbat sheyesh batot zerot arbeh l'chatot arbeh, or chatot arbeh. Tomar b'nida she'en batot zerot arbeh l'chatot arbeh. Amru lo habala k'tanot yochia, she'en batot zerot arbeh l'chatot arbeh, and nonetheless, you're chayav a kol achat v'achat. Well, he said to Mamarlo, obviously, that's because ktanot are gufin muchlakim. Omulah bala beima yochiyak shein gufin muchlakim. And nonetheless, yochayav akol achat v'achat. Omulah beima kenit. Safik achal chelep, safik lo achal. As a matter of fact, afilo achal. Safik yesh kol kashir, safik einbo. Shuman v'chelep lefana. And now he's achal achat mihem, any other is a mehem achal. Ishto v'achato imo babay. Shagag v'achat mihem, any other is a mehem. Shagag, Shabbat v'yom chol. Asam l'acha b'achad v'en yodei b'ez v'em asam. Maybe Hashem talui. Kishem, sh'imach ha'chele v'chele v'em achat ha'inu chayev l'chatat achat, kach alo hodashem m'na mevi'el Hashem talui achat. And kishem, sh'im ha'ita yediyah, בינתיים, שם שהוא מביא, חטאת על כל אחת ואחת, כך מביא השם תולי על כל אחת ואחת. כשם שאכל חלב דם, פיגל דויסר, בהלם אחד, חייב על כל אחת ואחת, כך הלא הודעה שלהם מביא השם תולי על כל אחת ואחת. אידמה. רבאסי אמר חתיכה אחת שנינו, ספק של חלב, ספק של שומן, חי ברב אמר, No, only chaticha mishtei chatichot shaninu. B'mayka miflige ravatsi sova yeshem lamasoret mitzvat k'tiv. Chia barava ma yeshem lamikra mitzvot karinan. One out of two mitzvot. Eid ve'ruvin l'ravatsi or sabzeche barav l'ravatsi chela v'shumen l'fana v'yachal achat mian. Now, if the sefer, all these lists are shtei chatichot, undoubtedly, the opening was also shtei chatichot. Omalu Rav, lo tizlo batar ibcha, yochal eshnei alacha, seifa b'shtei chatichot, reisha b'chaticha achat. No, but that would be crazy, because yochi, I could say back, if chaticha achat is chayer, shtei chatichot zichot lo meimar. What's it then? I'll just tell you, zuvei tzorach zulu. Okay, that's not, no problem. Now, according to Chiyah Barav, Who says min sefer b'shtei chatichot reishas nami b'shtei chatichot? Why do we need to repeat the case? Mitatarte lamali? No. It's not a different case. Pirushik omefarish. Safak ochel of safak lo achal. Maybe Hashem talui. What's the case? Ketsa? Kagon shayach chel of shuban lefonav, etc. Om revir amarab, hayu lefanav shtei chatichot. Achat shal shuman, achat shal chaleb, achal achat mem v'niyodez mem achal chaya. But chaticha achat, safek shal chaleb, safek shal shuman v'achla, patur, om arava my time it arrived, yom akrav yasa achat mikol mitzvot Hashem bishkaga, mitzvot means two, ad shishko bishtaim. What? Isn't it mitzvot written? Yes. But it's mitzvot karina. Eight ve'abaye, Rabbi Eliezer, ha'imer koi, chayavin alav Hashem talui. Amala, well, of course, Rabbi Eliezer, sava yeshem l'masoret, and since it's l'masoret, it's written mitzvot. Okay, what about Savik ben Tishal Rishon, Savik ben Shiva le'achron, yotzi avlat kosher, and it says chayav Hashem talui. Yeah, that's also Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, how about Nimzal Shalot Tumehim V'chayavim B'korban HaShalot Yom Tumehim V'chayavim B'korban Nimzal Shalot Le'achazman. So then Tumehim Yisafik U'pturim V'nakorban, and it says, but you're Chayim Mishum HaShem Toloi. Yeah, why not? That's also Rebbe Eliezeri. Om Rebbe Yomarav, hayu lefanav shtei chatichot, achat shachela v'achat shashuman, achal achat bin mi yodei ha'izmim achal, chayav, chaticha safek shashuman, safek shachela v'achal, patur. Om Rebbe Zera, my time in Arab, kasava shtei chatichot, efshal levarer yisura, and therefore to come to a chatas kavua, chaticha achat, I efshal levarer yisura. My ike bin time in Arab, ala time in Rebbe Zera, very simple. According to Rava, there's only one mitzvah, and it's supposed to be mitzvot, therefore you're potter. According to Rabbi Zera, if the whole issue is to do a DNA analysis, Efshel Varer Surah. Eight for Rabbi Yimel, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Koi, Chayavin al Chalbo Hashem Talui. Omar Lai, well, of course, that's Rabbi Eliezer. He holds Lobin al Varer Surah. Eight way, Safik, that Tishal Rishon, Aban Shivel Achron, Yotziv Avlad Kasher, the Chayav Basham Talui. Well, yeah, that's us, Rebbe Eliezer. Eight way, Nimsa Shalot, Yom Tabem, Chayav the Korban, Nimsa Shalak, Azman Tabem, Safik, Turmina Korban, Vitonia Lachayav Basham Talui. Yeah, that's also Rebbe Eliezer.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you show here the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We're still holding in the middle of Daf Zayin on the base. So, we better review, although, of course, it's tragic for people not to hear. Okay, I remember in our Mishnah, we had a question that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Eliezer. It wasn't clear what the question is. One thing that was clear is that he was asking two different issues and mixed them into one. Okay, the question that he was asking was, number one, are you separate, kind of on separate toldos of the same halacha? Because when you do melacha in different ways, would you be chayav every single time you do? Okay, Rabbi Eliezer Shita in that is that you are. But the other thing that he asked was a little more complicated. He asked them whether if you do these melachas on different Shabbatot. Now we weren't sure what that means. Does that mean that the shogeg that he had was about whether it was Shabbos or not? So he thought it wasn't Shabbos. And then the question, he never found out that it was Shabbos. So the question, therefore, is, when it gets to the next Shabbos, do we view the days in between as the equivalent of the knowledge that it was Shabbos? Because we assume, either as Rashi says in Shabbos, he must have heard something that would have connected, if he was thinking, would have connected him to Shabbos. Or, as Tosfos learns, it doesn't matter whether Leo Meister heard or didn't hear. The point is that the fact that now it's a different Shabbos, we learn that from a pasuk is mechayev you separately as if it's a different shkagah, because now again you don't know it's Shabbos. And that was the question. And that's called Yamim Shebeina Taim, the days in between. If they're considered to be a Yediya, that's Mechalaik. Or was he asking something much more sophisticated? Was he saying like this, in the event that the shogeg that I had was about the malacha, I knew perfectly well it was Shabbos. I just didn't know that this malacha was a surah. So I do this over a period of years. Now the question is each Shabbos considered to be the equivalent of a different malacha? Because in the same way that I would say that each time that I sleep with a woman, a different woman who's in Nida, each one of those will be Machai of me, even though there was no Yediyah in between. So maybe Shabbos is the same thing. Each Shabbos is like a different body. And therefore it would be Chayav not only, I only did one Malacha, so had it all been done on one Shabbos, it wouldn't matter how many times I did it. But over here it would be Chayav on each Shabbos individually. And that's called Shabbat Kegufin Mechulakim. We view Shabbos as a different body. In which case it would be Chayav on each Malacha. Yesterday, we had a machlokas, a baya barava. So a rabba wanted to learn, and he based this on, we're reviewing now, Richard. He based this on the Mishnah in Shabbat, that it's much more reasonable that Rabbi Akiva himself knows a simple question. The answer to the simple question is that the days in between Yamim Shebein HaTayim are considered to be a Yediyah L'Chalek. And that's not what he was asking. What he was asking was whether Shabbatot are Kegufim Mechulakim, are they like different bodies, and are you Chayav on each one or not. Rabbi Eliezer answered him that you are, but he wasn't Mekabel it from Rabbi Eliezer, because as we see, the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbat lists a case where somebody did malachas harbe al Shabbatot harbe, and it says you're chayef for each malacha malacha. It doesn't say you're chayef for each malacha on each Shabbat. Is there a reason you ignore my emails and never answer my questions? Or do I not get my emails to you? I'm really getting very frustrated. I keep sending you the same question again and again. I didn't get it. That's like I didn't ask. I never get the money. So that was Rava's approach. Okay, Abaya said, "I don't accept that. There's a different way of learning the Mishnah in Shabbat. The way of learning the Mishnah in Shabbat is that actually, Rabbi Akiva had asked him, Rabbi Eliezer, the simpler question." What's the din about the days in between? Do they make each Shabbos unique? Where your Shigaga was about Shabbos. Not where your Shigaga was about the Malacha. We weren't asking about whether a Shabbat has the din of a different body. And in fact, Rabbi Akiva accepted that. And he said, okay, fine. So now, and that explains why in the Mishnah and Shabbat it says that if the Shigaga was about whether it was Shabbat or not, so then each Shabbat is different, obviously, because it's a different Shigaga. So in other words, Yamim Shebein HaTayim are considered to be a Yediyah L'Chalek. But the other question, which is whether Shabbat is Kegufim Mechulakim, nobody held to that. It was never an issue. Rabbi Akiva never asked him that. That wasn't what the discussion was about. That's how Abaye says, well, why do you have to learn that? And that still works in perfectly well in the Mishnah. So let's just see that, review that again. Amalei Abaye, whereas Abaye says, I'll say just the opposite. V'yola mei melacha. Take a look, please. We're on Tesayin Amud Beis, and we're now going to start four lines from the middle of the page, down from the middle of the page. Amalei Abaye. V'yola mei melacha zadon Shabbos v'shiras melachas pshita leila Rabbi Akiva. The Shabbatot lav kegufin dam, and Rabbi Akiva never was interested in knowing what the halacha was about different Shabbatot being like different bodies, and therefore each malacha that's done, and even though it's the same malacha, it's the equivalent of doing a different malacha, just as it would be in separate bodies of women. That's not an issue even. He never asked that question. So lav kegufin dam. The question was, Shigigat Shabbat v'zadon malachot to the boy minei. The question he was asking was the other case, where his shogeg was on Shabbos, and over there he wanted to know, yamim shvein atayim, the days in between, mihavin yediyah lachalik, are they considered to be a yediyah, so each Shabbos is separate? Oh, no. Or not. And he answered him, well, partially, he said to him, yes, they are. Yamim shvein atayim are like a yediyah lachalik. And the Kabbalah, and he accepted it. And as far as the other question that he asked him, yes, that I agree with you. He asked him whether Vladei Malachot, whether doing a Malacha in a different mode is considered to be a separate Chatas. Is that a Chiluk? And he told him Vladei Malachot are indeed like separate Malachas. And that Lo Kabbalah didn't accept that, and that it says Beferish in the Mishnah Shabbos, that that's a Machlokas. So we have two very different approaches. Whether the question over here was on Yom Shabbat Atayim, or whether Rabbi Akiva actually entertained the notion of whether Shabbat is kegufot muhlakim, each Shabbat. Rav Chisda says, you know what? I say just the opposite. I say, surprisingly, that Zedon Shabbat v'shigigat melachot afilo Rabbi Akiva sovereleki gufin damya. The thing that was, according to you, taken for granted that was not true, I say just the opposite. That's the thing that was taken for granted that it was true. And that if your shogeg is in terms of the malacha, you didn't know that this malacha was awesome, and you do it on a separate Shabbat, the halacha is that it's definitely considered to be equivalent of different malachot. Exactly the same as there were different women that were nidot. Rabbi Akiva never even questioned that. His question, indeed, was, Kiboy v'nei shigigat Shabbat v'zadon malachot. I agree with you about what his question was. I just disagree with you totally about what his assumption was. His question was whether yamim shebein atayim mi'avin yediyah lachalik. He wanted to know whether the days in between are considered to be the equivalent of finding out that it was Shabbat, even though you don't recall ever finding out that it was Shabbat. And he answered him, well, partially, Yamim Shabbat Atayim Havim Yediyah Lachalik, that indeed they are considered to be the equivalent of a Chalukah. And indeed he was Mekabel it from him, as we see expressed in the Mishnah in Shabbat, that each Shabbat is considered to be a separate Isser and a separate Chatas. And as far as the other question, we're all agreed about what that question was. Different vladei malachas, different modalities. Whether that's considered to be separate chataot. Upashikwe, and he answered him, yes indeed, vladei malachot, ke malachot amya, but that lo kabil, meaning he wasn't willing to accept from him. And we see that that's a machlokas in the Mishnah back in the Masechet Shabbat. Now, I says Rav Chisda, I know that this comes as a shock to you. But I'll prove to you that Rabbi Akiva takes for granted that separate Shabbatot are separate Gufim in cases where you never made a Shigaga about whether or not it was Shabbat. You knew it was Shabbat, you're relating to the Shabbat, qua Shabbat, each one is individual. Now the question is whether the same Malacha done on different Shabbatot are considered to be the same act of Biyadun done on different Nidot. And I'm telling you, absolutely, Rabbi Akiva knew that, took it for granted. I'll prove it to you. The Tanya. Take a look at what appears to be a contradiction in Brat. HaKotev Shtei Otiyot Ve'elei Mechat Chayav. Now the minimum shiur of writing on Shabbat is to write two letters. So as long as there was only one ha'alama, you never found out that writing was osur on Shabbat, you write now these two letters, then that's all considered to be one writing. It's not, there's no kedei achilas pras on writing. Right? One in the morning, one in the evening. As long as you didn't find out about it in between, you completed your writing. Two letters, one in the morning, one in the evening. However, how about if you found out in between that writing was awesome, and then you forgot again, and you wrote the next oath? Rabbi Gamliel says it doesn't matter. You'd still be chayav. Because finding out that something was usher when you only did a chatzi shiur is like going to the mikveh when you only ate a half a mouthful. It has no meaning. Because that's not called finding out. It's not called a separate shigoga when subsequently you forget again. It simply never registered because it was irrelevant to you. Since that yediyah was not mechayev you a chatas, it's not called a yediyah. It's just abstraction. When do we say that something is a yediyah to be mechaleid? Somebody did something. He did an isser. Now he finds out that he did the isser and he's chayev to bring a chatas. Then he forgets. Now, that's considered to be a separate yediyah. But over here, we're not going to say that finding out that such an act is usher, but I never did it, that that's considered to be mechalek now, the first half of your act from the second half of the act. And so memela, that's called ein yediyah l'chatzi shiur. Knowledge about half of the amount is not considered to be knowledge. And therefore you wrote these two letters all at once, even though theoretically you found out about the isser in between. Okay, so says Rabbi Gamliel. The chachamim potrim. Now the chachamim say, in that case, yesh yediyah l'chatzi shiur, since you found out in between that it was asur, you can't combine the first letter with the second letter because they were separate accidents, so to speak. They were separate forgettings. First you forgot your original childhood knowledge, and now you forgot your new knowledge. Each time you forgot separate. Modera ben Gamliel. But Rav Gamliel agrees that let's say you would have written one letter on one Shabbat, and then a week passed, and you write another letter on another Shabbat. Over there, I agree with you that you're potter. Now, if I agree that you're potter, then the implication is, of course, why is it potter? Must be potter, not because you found out it was Shabbat, because that wouldn't make any difference, because that would be a yediyah l'chatzi shiur, and the knowledge makes no difference to me, because I didn't do anything wrong, really. It must be because each Shabbat is a different body, so to speak, and it's like tracking Mitzarek, half of a beer with one nida and half of a beer with another nida, which is absurd. And so, Mimela, you can't be Machayev. And now, there I agree. Now, there's another brisa that says, and this is a contradiction, V'tanya Achriti, another brisa says, HaKotev Shtei Otiyot B'Shtei Shabbatot, Echad B'Shabbat Zo, V'Echad B'Shabbat Zo, Rabbi Amriel says, you're Chayev, in that case. You just got finished saying your part, it's a motive that you're part, right?
Looks like a steer.
You're trying to do two things at once.
Indeed.
That doesn't work. Okay. You're going to have to make up your mind. I mean, once you're here, you might as well go for broke.
But absolutely.
Okay, so there Rabbi Amuel says that you're Chayev in the Chachomim pot. Now, it's clear what the difference is between these two cases. Then we can figure it out all on our own, right? Because in a case where you have Shigigat Melachot, but Zadon Shabbatot, there you're talking about each Shabbat being a different entity. You could say Shabbatot are Kigufin Mechulatim. But where the question is, you forgot that it was Shabbos. Okay, I mean, over there, that has nothing to do with goofing with Chulakim. We're not dealing with the Malacha. It's the Shabbat. Either you remember that each day was a separate Shabbat or you didn't. Otherwise, it's just the generic Shabbat that was forgotten. So over here, if you hold Yamim Shebein HaTayim, Ar Yediyah, that would be the only way that we would separate the first half from the second half. But Rabbi Gamliel holds that in Yediyah L'chatzi Shiur. So what good is the Yediyah? So in that case, you would say you are Chayav. So it's not a serious problem. But we have to work out the implications of his saying, I'm modeh. And this is what Rav Chisda is going to do for us. He says as follows, Kasalka daizach, we are taking for granted as a given, and later on he's going to explain why he takes this for granted. But we're taking for granted that Rabbi Gamliel is following Rabbi Akiva in this issue. Now, Bishoyim Lididi, says Rav Chisda, if you agree with my approach, that Rabbi Akiva all along had no questions about the nature of Shabbat as gufin muchulakim. So each Shabbat is another pretty girl. So I say, Zadon Shabbat, Shigigat Malachot, in that case, Afilu Rabbi Akiva Umer de Shabbatot Gufin Daniel. In that case, even Rabbi Akiva holds that each Shabbat is separate, it's a separate body. Fine. So where it says you're potter, that's because you cannot be mitzarev half of a beer with another half of a beer, so to speak. A malacha done on one Shabbat with a malacha done on another Shabbat where that Shabbat has no connection with the other Shabbat, right? Because it's a different body. Because that's because you have a case here of gufi mechulaki. So hadatanya patur. So then, if that would be the case, that Zodan Shabbos v'shigigas malachas are separate gufi. So where it says your potter, it's talking about Zodan Shabbat v'shigigat malachot, the Shabbatot gufin dan. Each Shabbat is a different body, and therefore your potter. And where it says your chayav, that's talking about where the shagoga was in terms of forgetting Shabbos, but you knew that this was a malacha, and what are you going to say? Yeah, but you found out in between. Ah, but that's yediyah l'chatzis shiur. And Rabbi Gamliel holds ein yediyah l'chatzis shiur. So who cares? Since you had never written two letters, you only wrote one letter. So the fact that you found out it was Shabbos has absolutely no relevance to you. That's not called a yediyah. And therefore, when you continue now writing on the next Shabbos, it's like you wrote it all on one Shabbos. But the way that Rabbah was learning, Elul Rabbah, the Amar Svila the Rabbi Akiva, the Shabbatot Keguf Echad Hein, the truth is both you and Rabbah agree that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no such thing as every Shabbat being another pretty woman, right? It's all basically a generic issue. So okay, the case that says you're chayev, I understand. So Bishai Mother Tanya chayev. The case where Rabbi Gamliel says you would be chayev, so that's you're always chayev. I mean, whether we're talking about Zodan Shabbos or Shigas Balachas, you're chayev there because all Shabbatot are interrelated as one goof anyway. So what's the difference between writing a letter in the morning and a letter in the evening? We're writing a letter in the morning of one Shabbat and a letter in the morning of the next Shabbat. It's the same thing, because Shabbatot are like one guf. And, on the other hand, Ubein b'shigigat Shabbat v'zadon malachot. And even if you hold that the case over here was a shigigat Shabbos, so therefore we should say that, but the days in between make it a separate law, a separate chatas. No. Not true, because remember Rav Gamliel holds Ein Yediyah L'chatzis Shiur. Okay? Then the question is, El Hadatanya Potter B'maimuk Misla. But the other case, where Rav Gamliel says if you wrote one on one Shabbat and one on the other Shabbat, you'd be Potter. What case is that talking about? Both cases. No matter what case, whether you forgot Shabbat, whether you forgot the Malacha, you should be Chayev. The only way to distinguish between the two brayot is to say that Rabbi Gamliel, who holds like Rabbi Akiva, holds that each Shabbat is a different guf, and therefore you can't add half a malach on one and half a malach on the other. But according to you, that's not what Rabbi Akiva holds. Rabbi Akiva holds that all Shabbatot are one body. So then explain to me the case where you would be putter for writing one letter on one Shabbos and one letter on the other Shabbos.
Two acts of unawareness.
What?
Unaware of Shabbat, unaware of individual.
Either way. Either way, it ends up being the same thing. Because whether you were unaware of Shabbat, and therefore in between you found out, finding out about something you didn't do doesn't matter, according to Rabbi Gamliel. So it's as if you never found out. And if the problem is that you always knew about Shabbat, you just thought that it was okay to comb your hair on Shabbat, so then you would be chayev, according to him, anyway, for os achas and os achas, because it's all generic. Right, that's what you're claiming. Rava, you, and Abaya, you, are both claiming that according to Rabbi Akiva, Shabbat is generic. So explain to me the case, where does Rabbi Gamliel say that each Shabbat is separate and therefore you can't combine a letter in one with a letter on the other? Richard, what I'd like to know is, in Olam Haba, okay, when you have a number of different galaxies that are open only with this key,
what am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
Cry.
It's kedai not to cry and to do the work now. It's cheap for a galaxy or two.
Probably. He'll be
wrong answers and he can't
think about it. He'll be ready to drive it.
On the other hand, if the key happens to be the quality of sleep and all that, then I'm made.
Quality of sleep is death. You've already had that. What's the point of more?
I think Abba's question was if you didn't know either. I think his question was not one or the other. I think if you don't know the Malacha, anybody knows Shabbos, then that's his question.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but it still wouldn't matter. You can't add more issues. You can't change the fact that it's all one generic thing. That question you could ask where you did the full amount in each week, which is a Shabbat issue, meanwhile. But right now, all we're trying to figure out is, give me a case where the acts would be separate.
See, the deliberateness is the critical element of all of these knowledge.
It's the forgetfulness that's critical.
That's the other side of intention.
Well, yeah, but we look at the letters, not at the space between them, even though that's critical, too. So here what we want to know is, what precisely did you forget? So it really doesn't matter to us, even if it would be both. There's no way in which I could say these were two separate acts. They're always going to be interrelated. Right? I mean, tell me what distinguished them. What new Chicago was there that distinguished them? That's what we're looking for. I have a solution, Shabbat Kista. You don't have a solution. Therefore, my approach is correct. And Rabbi Akiva was taking for granted that Shabbatot are kegufin mefulakim. So, Elohad Tanya Patur, where it says you're potter, but my mukus. So tell me what the case is. Lo bahada, v'lo bahada. You're not going to be able to explain it by saying it's a case of Shigat Shabbat. You're not going to be able to explain it. It's a case of Shigat Malacha. So which case is it? Omalacha Rabba says to that, I don't understand what makes you say that Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Akiva. Well, why can't Rabbi Gamliel hold like Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says that Shabbatot are kegufin danya. He's the one that was being questioned about that issue. All that we were saying was that Rabbi Akiva did not accept Rabbi Eliezer's approach. And that therefore the Mishnah in Shabbat reflects Rabbi Akiva's rejection.
Yeah. Well, so are my eyes closed, but I'm here.
You know what? Forget the galaxies. A yacht.
Life is going down. That's bargain basement.
If they have Azus Metzah, I'm going to spread the new. You'll be able to face this now. Sorry.
You'd never turn down the key to a yacht.
That's how big it is.
So, here, if Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Eliezer, let's throw Rabbi Akiva out of this whole equation, okay? Because that's the issue. We're trying to figure out what Rabbi Akiva holds. We know what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who wants to bring a riot from Nida to Shabbos, okay? So as far as Rabbi Eliezer is concerned, are we agreed that each Shabbat is a different body? Good, so why can't Rabbi Gamliel hold like that? Rabbi Gamliel is simply saying, in a case where the Zadon was on the Shabbat and the Shigaga was on the Malacha, then each Shabbat is a separate entity, and therefore you can't combine them. I don't understand what your problem is. You told me, well, we're taking for granted for Rabbi Akiva. Thank you. Can we now deal with that assumption? So therefore, since we altered Rabbi Yezer, the Yomar Shabbatot goof in Damian, so now everything will work out fine, right? Says the Gemara, no, will certainly not work out fine. And I'll explain to you now why my assumptions as a Rabbi Akiva. Can we think about this for a minute? It said, Umode Rabbi Gamliel to the Chachomim. That's what it said. The Lashon was that he agrees in this case. If we take a look before, Umode Rabbi Gamliel, back on Amud Beis, Umode Rabbi Gamliel, five lines up, last line of the, over there. Im katav ot achat b'shabbat zu v'ot achat b'shabbat acheret, that he's caught. To whom did he agree? It says he's moda. Started off in the case of shtei ha'alamot. Rabbi Gamliel was saying that ein yediyah l'chatzi shiur, you hold yesh yediyah l'chatzi shiur. Fine. I agree with you, though, if it's talking about a separate Shabbat, there I agree with you that certainly we cannot be mitzar of what's on one Shabbat and what's on the other Shabbat. Now, you want to say that what he's actually saying is, I agree with you that since Rabbi Eliezer is correct about this issue, I agree with that in Rabbi Eliezer, right? And he's correct in saying that Shabbatot are kaguf and muklakim. But I argue with him about something else. Okay, let's think about that other thing. What's that something else? Michlal de pligi afrenaita. In other words, whoever Rabbi Gamaliel is agreeing to is arguing with him in the first case. The first case was the question of yeshi di alakatsi shiur or not, right? The second case was when it was on two Shabbatot. I agree with you in the case of two Shabbatot that it's not going to be mitzurah. I argue with you about the case where he found out in the middle, because any dialakatsi shiur, and therefore it will be considered to be one act, right? Alright, let's see now if this works out. Now, I'm claiming that everything works out just fine if the one he's arguing with and agreeing with is Rabbi Akiva. So yeah, Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Akiva Sphere Leif is going to tell me that he's going here according to Rabbi Akiva. That would explain why why would he argue in the other case where it's a Shigigat Shabbos and over there it's a Zadon Melachot, where Rabbi Gamliel is saying, okay, Eini Dialachatzi Shiur, fine. I murder in the case of Zadon Shabbos v'Shigigat Melachot, that over there is Potter because Shabbatot are Kaguf and Damian, everything fine. That's what I'm saying. But now let's hear how you're going to read it. Okay? Michlal de pligi, they argue about the other case. What other case? The mind. What are they arguing on? Is the case they're arguing in where there's a Shigigat Shabbat and Zedon Melachot? I have bad news for you. What would they be arguing in? Rabbi Eliezer would hold Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzi Shiur, and therefore you can't add the morning to the night. Well, it'd be very nice, except for the unfortunate fact that Rabbi Eliezer also holds Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shiur. So how are you going to say that they were arguing in the first case, but I'm agreeing in the second case? I feel Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Gamliel, really the Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shiur. Want me to prove it here? Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Yediyah L'Chatzi Shiur, and therefore it's absurd to learn the way you're learning that, well, I agree with you when it comes to separate Shabbatot that the Gagut and the Plakim, but I certainly don't agree with you that the Yediyah L'Chatzi Shiur is considered to be meaningful. Impossible to tie it. It says, HaKotev Shteyot Yot B'Shtey Shabbatot Ot Echad B'Shabbat Zo V'Ot Echad B'Shabbat Zo Rebbe Eliezer Mechayev. So over there it says that Rebbe Eliezer holds your fire. Why your fire? What about the days in between? I thought Rabbi Eliezer holds that the days in between are considered to be a yediyah. I'll tell you why. Because it's a yediyah about half a malacha. You only wrote one letter. A yediyah half a malacha is not considered to be a yediyah. Which shows that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, ein yediyah l'chatzi shiur. So now explain to me what you mean I made it to you about this case. We always agree. We agreed about every case. So who was the Tanna Kamma that I'm being motivated to? It certainly is not Rabbi Eliezer. Ah, ha, ha. I know. There's another case. You're going to say, You're going to try to say.
You're going to try to say.
You can't change the loop after it's already in.
I tried pinning my my eyelids up.
You practice this 10 times already, right? My focus for sure.
Okay. So I know the case you're going to say. You're going to say that the case that they're arguing about, the case Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel are arguing about, and what he's saying, Amoda, what he's really referring to is where he wrote, where he added a line of thread on something that was already woven. Okay? Be'akat al-arik. So what he's saying is, look, I made it to you that when it comes to a case of set here for the water, it's down here already, thanks, but we're fine. No, it's going to take you time. And this is critical. Sit down, critical. So in such a case, he's saying like this, Rabbi Gamliel is made it to Rabbi Eliezer. And in this case, he would be patur because Shabbatot are separate entities. Even though I argue with you, and I say that in a case, now here is the only other place that is vaguely similar to our issue about additive shiurim, okay? Normally, the shiur would be abba, that you have to weave. A minimum of two lines of thread. Because if you weave less than that, the weave simply falls apart and has no kiyum. So even though it's very long, this bod or this bega that you're weaving, that's not the point. The point isn't how long it is. The point is how wide. In other words, how many threads did you add along it? Because otherwise, it will simply fall apart. But the question is like this. If I already have a standing weave, and now I add another line to the weave, then it has a kiyum, so that should be okay.
You mean it shouldn't be us?
No, that should be the shear, and that should be higher. Okay, meaning that should be the necessary amount. So the question is, how do I read the idea of two kutim? Do I read it as a shear like any other shear? Or do I read it as something that's unique to a case where the orig will fall apart? The beginning. But then afterwards, I don't have that shear. Now, what it might be talking about is that Rabbi Gamliel is saying, look, although I disagree with you about the question, and here we're talking about writing one letter now and one letter then. Right? The question is, can it be mitzurah? I'm saying, you can write one letter on this Shabbat, one letter on the next Shabbat, you're put. Right? So there, I would agree with you. So what he might be saying is that even though this is similar to writing, I'm now adding on the next Shabbat one letter. So you could say, so you're adding a letter to what's already there?
What, with this already case?
Yeah. The case of adding a letter on the second Shabbat is different than the need to add up two letters from one Shabbat to the other. Mm-hmm. So in a case where I would have a standing weave from a month ago, and now it's a month later, and I add one thread to the arik. Okay, so there you understand. If you hold that adding to an arik is chayev, it would be kind of in this case, because it's not that I'm adding the action that I did on the first Shabbat to this Shabbat.
This action is
I'm changing what it is that I'm doing. So what he might be saying is that even though the two seem to be similar, right? Yeah, okay, fine. He's just clarifying the difference, right? Even though the two cases seem to be similar, and I hold your chayev in that case, but I want you to know I would be moda to you that if it was a different Shabbat, and a different letter on each Shabbat, there I would certainly agree that it's pot. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they have another machlokas somewhere else that is similar to this,
To which Rabbi Gamaliel was saying, oh, and by the way, I certainly agree with you that just as you said that adding a thread to an arig is going to be potter, which I disagree with, but adding a second letter, I agree you would be potter.
Second letter or third letter?
A second letter. You would be potter. This case. Why? Because it's two different issues. One defines the shear, and the other requires siruf, right? So therefore, in order to make it very clear what I'm saying, I disagree with you because I hold that the shear is two lines. That's the point.
So
always. It isn't a question of at the beginning or at the end. So maybe that's the point over here. And there I want to make it very clear that here I would agree with you. So maybe that's what it's referring to, says the Gemara. So, v'ilu ba'achat al arig. So then what I'd be saying is that the case is ba'achat al arig. And that's what I want to make it clear, that I agree to you here, to your sheet of ba'achat al arig. It ain't going to help you, buddy. Because it happens to be the Reb Eliezer holds a shechayev on ba'achat al arig. So what are you saying? I agree to you in this case that it's possible. Huh? I was the one who said that it's chayev. What do you mean you agree to me that in this case it's a potter? For chiyuvim chayve. Rebbe Eliezer holds that you're chayev. It's not Rebbe Eliezer Omer. Rebbe Eliezer shita is that the first time you sew, you weave, you need three rows. Ha'orik shlosha chutim v'tchila, the achad alari. And if you have already a weaving that's there, you could just add now one line and you would be chayev. So what would he mean? I motive to you that you're potter, for heaven's sakes. So it can't be this case either. So what case is it? It can't be Yediyah Kati Shir, because Rebbe Eliezer holds the same thing that he holds. It can't be the case of Yediyah Ben Atayim, because that's the same thing that Yediyah Kati Shir. So what would he mean motive? It can't be this case of the equivalence to Achas Alahori, because I hold it should be Chayyot. So what do you mean you're motive? You would be potter. Therefore, says Rav Chisda, there's only one option, me. I don't understand how Rav is going to learn Rav Gamliel Shita in this brisis. It's got to be also Rabbi Akiva. That's why it says, Amoda about this issue. That Gufim Mukhlakim, I agree to. Yediyah L'chatzi Shir, which you hold exists, I disagree with, and I hold it doesn't exist. And now everything works out just fine. So we now have three interpretations of what happened between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Akiva. And Rebbe Chisda claims that his is the only one that's consistent with this brisa. Yes, Abba?
For being chayav for three threads, or chayav for adding one thread, is the reasoning the same?
Yes, because three sets, three rows of thread initially, basically is the minimum that's necessary to start the weaving process. But once there's woven material, you can add to it, and it will still maintain its strength.
That's not like a third of a letter.
Exactly. It's not like a third of the letter.
It's like two letters.
No.
Why?
It's not in which case? It's like two letters. It's like waiting at one time. Two letters, right.
It's the whole malach.
It's the whole malach. So it doesn't require siruf, which is the combination of pieces of the malach. And that's what he would be saying. That don't confuse this of adding one letter here and one letter there to putting in an additional row on an existing material. I mean, they're not comparable at all. But the point is that it would be rather silly for him to say that, since nobody thought of comparing it anyway, because Rebbe Eliezer held that in the case of adding, you would in fact be chayav. So we're saying, I agree to you that you're potter. Omar Rabba says, Rabba, well, I'll explain to you how I learned the moda, which is your problem. That was the only thing that was bothering you so much, was the fact that you needed to assume that Rabbi Gamliel was holding like Rabbi Akiva, because you couldn't explain who he was agreeing with. If it wouldn't be Rabbi Akiva, that would be the only consistent shita in which you would hold Shabbat Arkigufim, and you would hold Yesh Yediyah Chatzi Shir, and then everything would work out fine. I'll tell you who it's talking about. Michlal the Pligi, you want to know who is he agreeing with that he argued with in the other case? I'll tell you what that's talking about. The Hada. It's the following case. All of these Hadas, by the way, should be Hadas, as the Rashash points out. In this case,
it means. Behada, not behada. The Tanya. Hotzi chatzi grogeret. V'chazar bohotzi chatzi grogeret. V'helem echad chayav. B'shtei ha'alamot patur. So somebody goes ahead, he does a malakha hotza'ah, and he takes out half of the shiur being the size of a grogeret, of a date, and he finds out in the middle that he had done something wrong with taking out the first half, so then he would be potter. So in other words, it is yeshi d'alachatzi shiur. Rabbi Yossi says, oh, now wait a minute, that's not enough. It's brush behelam echad brushut echad chayav b'shtei brushuyot patur. You're forgetting another issue. Suppose a guy owns a house that has a doorway into two separate streets, a front door and a back door. Each one of those streets being a separate brushut harabim. Hate to live in that house. You know, like your position between Route 40 and Interstate 281. Okay, but the point is that if he took out half of the grogeret for the first door, front door, and another half of grogeret into the back door, into the other street, it wouldn't be mitzuraf, because in the same way that the cholent isn't mitzuraf with the shitlin, what are those?
There's no chalavin in it.
Is basically equivalent to Zamkhoy and Mechalkin. You went out into different Rishus Harabim. So Otsar to Rishus Harabim of an interstate and Otsar to Rishus Harabim of a state highway are considered to be completely different things.
Even with the idea, with both of them.
Even Behalama, you mean? Yeah, even Behalama Acha. So you better throw that in, says Rabbi Yossi. Forget about that. So it needs to be with one Halama into one Rishus Harabim. Can't add a half a piece in one with a half a piece in the other. Now, Rabbi Gamliel could easily hold like the Tanakama in this case, and Rabbi Eliezer could hold like Rabbi Yossi in this case, and that's what he's telling him, that, look, I do agree with you that when it comes to the question of separate Shabbatot, yes. When it comes to the question of separate Rishuyot, no. Maybe that's what they were talking about. That's all. Whether Rishuyot or Mechakot, but as far as whether Shabbatot or Mechakot, Yidiyot or Mechakot, no? Maybe they agree with each other.
Why do you need a Lama if he doesn't Rishuyot? If you do Chatzishu on one side, Chatzishu on the other side.
You don't. Rabbi Yossi is saying where you need not to have a Lama. There's two things. You need to be the Elam Echad, and it needs to be to the same place. But even if it would be the Helam Echad, it would be the two separate places. You'd still be Potter. Yeah, exactly. You'd still be Potter from Achatas.
What if it's two different languages?
But why? Even if he knows it's Shabbos, and he knows it's a Grogeret, and he knows it's Asur, he takes it out.
We're not talking about a Chiyah of Misa. What are you saying? You'd be Potter from Misa. I mean, that's like, you're talking about Mezid. All the cases are referring to Chatas. It's the same thing with Mason. He's saying in order to be Chayav a Chatas, says Rabbi Yossi, there's two things that have to be clear. It's the same Rishus, and it's the same Halom. That's all that he says. You can apply that to whatever case you want. But meanwhile, we learn out that Rishuyot or Mechakot, which is a new, this is something we never had before, by the way, right? Notice we've had Tamchuyin, and we have Gufim, and we have Shabbatot, and we have Yediyah Shabbatari, and so on. We never had Rishuyot. It took us half through the Masechta to find out that there's another type of Chiluk, which is called Rishuyot B'chakot.
Abba's asking if you write two letters in two different languages, is that a parallel
to two different languages? It's a Shabbat issue. It may be. We'll get to it when we get to Shabbat. It's a very good question. The Gemara questions whether we're talking about the symbol issue, or whether we're talking about the meaning.
That's not like two domains.
It may be. It may well be. But it's, as I say, it's not a question here. That's a shayla of what the meaning of two otiyot are. But the two otiyot are meant to be, they're meaningful because they're two otiyot? That's a question. What about if one ot means a whole word? Suppose you always use the word taf to mean truma when it's placed on a container. Is that the equivalent of writing a word? I'd say those are issues that need to be addressed, but they're not here. They're addressed in Shabbat. Okay, so that's how I explain it. I don't have any problem. Tashma. Amalo chayab al kol achat v'achat v'kal v'chomer. You know, you're all talking about what it was that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer were discussing in the Mishnah, and none of you have attempted to fit it into the words in the Mishnah. So now I'd like to look at the words of the Mishnah and see which pshat is supported by the words of the Mishnah. Because basically, we have two essential ways of learning the Mishnah. Either it's a reference to Yomim Shebein HaTayim, or it's a reference to Shabbat as Gufot Mechulakim, right? Okay, let's see how it works then. Let's just read the Mishnah to me for a moment, will you? So Rabbi Eliezer responds to him, certainly you'd be grabbing each one separately. I learned this out from the case of a nida. Ma nida shein bo tozaot harbe. Just, if in a nida there's only one way to be grabbing a nida, etc., 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 right? Now, according to Reb Chisda, that the question was not whether Shabbat are considered to be gufot muchlakin, but rather whether shigigat Shabbat v'zadon melachot are considered to be the Yomim Shebein HaTayim, whether Yomim Shebein HaTayim are Yediyah or not, okay? That would explain why he answers Rabbi Akiva, we can learn it out of a Nida. Now, I don't know how we can learn out of a Nida, but at least the cases are similar. A Shabbat and a Nida. But according to you, we're trying to learn out whether separate Shabbatot are separate women. So what do you mean we can learn it out of a nida? We can learn it out of nidot, is what you should have said. We'll get into the details of how you learn it out. But the point is, I mean, if I'm going to make something parallel to the question, if the question is, what's the din of separate Shabbatot, then he has to address that from separate women. So why is he using a Lashon Yachid to talk about a nida? In other words, I can imagine that if the question is finding out in between whether it's considered to be a Yediyah, and Shabbos is always a single Shabbos, basically, so then you could bring me a raya that there may be some similar case to finding out in between about a similar Nida, one Nida. Right? But according to you, it should have said Nidot. It doesn't say Nidot. Something is wrong. So Bishlam, it's to the Amashigigat Shabbat, Vizadon Melachot, Boiminevi, Amim Shabbat, Atayim, he's asking, are those days in between, are they considered to be a Yiddiyah, Lechalek Olo? Haidu de Ka'amalai, that would explain that he starts talking about Uma Nida, end of quote. But according to Rava, who says that, no, the question was, Zadon Shabbat, Vishigigat Melachot, and the question is each Shabbat a different body? What are you bringing me a raya for one nida, who only has one body? Bring me a raya from a number of nidot? Litnei nidot! Says Rabbi, okay, so read it nidot. Okay, now are you happy? So tzmi nidot, leave me alone. Shmuel? Tani Nida. Now, actually, Shmuel insisted that the Mishnah says Nida and not Nidot, obviously agreeing with Rav Chisda's interpretation. And Rav Anna Bar Abba also insisted on reading Nida in his Mishnah. And Rav Natan Bar Ashia said, no, read the Mishnah as Nidot, clearly agreeing with Rava's approach to the Mishnah. Okay, now, you said, okay, it says Nida. Can we just please understand how you can prove Yediyah? What exactly is Yediyah in between when it comes to a Nida? I mean, when do we need to add a first half of a Diyah to the second half of a Diyah? It doesn't make any sense. So Rav Chisda, the Omer Shigigat Shabbat Bezadon Melachot Udoboy Mine, and his question is what? Yamim Shebein HaTayim. Finding out because of the time in between. Is that considered a chiluk or not? Nida? We're bringing a raya from a Nida about days in between? Which days in between? Maya mim shebenatayim haven. What's the equivalent case? By a Nida that we're asking is the idea. No, says Rava, but the case would be, let's say he sleeps with this woman. She's a Nida. Now she goes to the mikveh. But now she becomes a Nida again. Barasa, the Chazaru Baalei, he goes and he sleeps with her again. Then she goes to the mikveh. Then again she sees her Nidas. Again he's Baalei, okay? Each time going to the mikveh is the equivalent of the weekdays between the Shabbatot.
So over months, even?
Whatever, what do I care? Over his whole lifetime. The point is over here that there is an equivalent of Nida, non-Nida, Nida, non-Nida. Shabbos Chol, Shabbos Chol. So Rebbe Eliezer is saying, look, it's basically the same issue. Would you not agree that now you're going to be chayiv separately? So by the Shabbat, you're chayiv separately. Merch up beautifully. Oh yeah? So what about the next piece? Where after Rabbi Akiva objects and says, okay, but that's because after all, the Nida knows perfectly well that she's now a new Nida.
Yeah.
And she has to bring a korban. So that's why, since there's two people in the bed, she knows there's two people. If she's going to bring a korban, he's going to bring a korban. But Shabbat, there's only one person. So he responds, well, how about if the Nida was a minor? Now, how does that add up here, excuse me? If she's a Ketana, you're telling me that the case is...
What is the alarm of a Nida? He doesn't know that Nida is a Asur. What's the alarm of a Nida? He doesn't know that she's a Nida. What is the
alarm? He didn't know she was a Nida.
Not that Nida is a Asur.
Right. The same case as the Shabbat. He didn't know it was Shabbat. He didn't know she was a Nida. Now he answers, Ketanot. Now that's weird. He started off with a Nida, and suddenly she turns into a Ketanot. So I guess if she was 24, we split her into two, and we've got two of her. Why did she become Ketanot? So now, if we were talking about Nidot in the first place, you could talk about Ketanot in the second place. And that works in nicely according to Rava's pshat. So Tashma, he says, Ketanot Yochichu. So Bishon of the Rav, okay, that's why it says Ketanot, because we're talking about Nidot, and we're talking about separate bodies and separate Shabbatot and so on. But according to Rav Chisda, what's this Ketanot? Oh, come on, man, Ketanot means, you know, Ketanot, not in the case that you're... We're saying cases where people sleep with Ketanot. Does anybody have to bring a carbon on the woman's side? No. Okay, apply it to here. She's a Ketanot. I'm not talking about, in this case, there's more than one Ketana.
What's the problem? This is the old days. Before there were laws about that.
There's no problem other than that she's a Nida. There's obviously no problem.
Could be Nida?
Why not?
I don't know. I thought they were too young. How old is a Ketana?
I mean, the girls could become a Nida the day they're born, but right. Technically speaking, but who cares?
Okay.
You know, obviously, I mean, there's plenty of kids that become Nidas at 9, 10. I mean, that's it. Okay, so she's a Nida. All right, so Ketanot is just a reference to Ketanot the Alma. We mean that. Such an occasion. Now,
in all cases before 12, Bat Mitzvah, is that called
Ketanot? Ketanot, right.
Before Bat Mitzvah.
Yeah. And anyway, remember, we're talking about aliens who have been experimenting with them, and after that, you never know what happens. Now, Masis is the loka adain tamin. Now, our mission is clearly not following, because our mission just has this discussion between the first approach that Rabbi Akiva was asking what? The very first approach, he was talking about five vachim and so on. And then the... All right. Take a look at the following interpretation of the Mishnah. The Tanya Amr Shem ben Elazar. Lo kach shalom le Rabbi Akiva le Rabbi Elazar. This was not the point of Rabbi Shem ben Elazar. Rabbi Eliezer was addressed as follows. Kach shalom. Abal ishto nida. V'chazar ubal ishto nida. Behelam achad. Now that doesn't appear in our Mishnah, does it? Over here it's talking about separate acts of Bia. Forget about Shabbos, bring your right up. Shabbos, Nida, this. That wasn't the point. The point was, he wants to know, is a separate act of intercourse, a separate chatas. That's all. Simple question. It was all about Olam HaAchas. Do you need different bodies? Or is a separate act of intercourse equivalent to a different body? To which Rebbe Eliezer responded, if Shabbos, where there's only one Isser, meaning one direction, he's Usser to be Mechal Shabbos. Shabbos is not Usser to be Mechal of him. So, he who muzal Shabbat, vein Shabbat muzharet alav. And yet, he's chayav on every different time that he does a malacha. So, anida sheish v'shtei azharot, where both he is muzar l'anida, and then he does muzar d'alam, eno din shehu chayav akol achat v'achat. To which Rabbi Akiva responded, you can't bring a proof from there, lo imamrit b'shabbat, that's because sheish v'tozot harbeh l'chataot harbeh. There's lots of different ways of being mechuyav achatas when it comes to Shabbos. And the very fact that you have 39 malachas is the reason that you have a separate fee of chatas over there. Ma she'en kein, of the case of the nida, tomer benida she'en ba tozaot harbe l'chataot harbe, it's a rather uncreative word sleeping with a nida, and either you did or you didn't, there's no different malachas. Omrulo, to which he responds, habal haktanot yochia. She'en ba tozot arbe lachata ot arbe v'chayev akol achat v'achat. Look, and how about if you sleep with a kitana and separate women and you don't have separate chataot and you don't have different ways of doing things and you still have separate chiyuvim, so same thing over here with the same woman. Oh no, says Rabbi Akiva. Lo imamit b'kitanot, because each kitana is a different body. I want to know, how about the same woman, and it's the same body, it's just that the acts are distinguished. So over there, they're gufim muhlakim. To which he responds, and you can see that this is vaguely similar to our Mishnah, and has all the issues in our Mishnah. It's a totally different discussion. Omrulo, habal habehima yuchiyah. Well, how about a behema? A behema, there's no goof in muchlakim, but it's different how many animals they are. They don't have any significance. They're generic behemas, right? And over there, you'd still be chayav on each one, because it's the act that's important. And Rabbi Akiva says, well, I don't believe you about that either. Behema ganina, I mean, I want to know about that too. Is an act sufficient to define a separate chiyav chatas or not? When it's all about Olam HaAchas, you have not answered me. Hadron alach omrulo.
Lin, and Anton the Heineke Bell.
Practice it a long time, you don't want to take that from me. Suffik achal, Caleb, Suffik lo achal. Now, finally getting into the question of Hashem Talui.
We've done this earlier.
Well, it would have made life easier, but you wouldn't have had the key to the yacht.
Where did it get to? I don't
look,
know.
It's so dead. I mean, it's easy to imagine a case where you, literally, if you cannot conceive of the distinctions made over here, you are unable to take the key to the yacht, right? I mean, you could even work that out in Harry Potter, where you would have exactly this sugya. And now the only way that you're going to get to Voldemort is by knowing this key. Right? Now seriously, you couldn't imagine that this type of conceptual distinction would be central to being able to penetrate into a whole different way of looking at things, right? Okay. This would be a disaster if this was left out. Don't talk to me, we could have done it easy. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so now we're getting into Hashem Talui. Hashem Talui is where you're not certain that you did the chait, right? Unless you're afraid to start?
No,
so
I'm
late.
Yeah, I have to leave early after this guy had a lawyer's appointment. 5 minutes.
You a what appointment this morning?
Lawyer.
Not again.
Yeah.
Well, let's do the Mishnah at least, okay, and then we'll
are you going to summarize how this
On our Friday summary, yeah. Okay, Suffolk Achal Chalav, Suffolk Lo Achal. The guy's not sure if he ate Chalav. Now, there's a number of different ways that that can be taken. He knew there was a problem in a piece of meat he was going to eat, but he figured, what the heck? And he ate it. And he's not sure whether he ate something kosher or non-kosher. That is not a case that's a Bechayev here, because there was no shogeg. You knew you were doing wrong because you shouldn't have eaten the suffix, at least according to Rashi. There's still two different ways of understanding. Suffix also chayev. You ate a piece of meat that you assumed was kosher, and now you find out that, oh gosh, I don't know where that piece of meat came from. There was a, somebody had brought in some non-kosher meat. Now you're not sure. The other case would be where there was definitely a piece of non-kosher meat, and there's also a piece of kosher meat. You didn't know that. You took one of the pieces of meat, not knowing which one was kosher. Again, when I say meat, I mean chalav. You're not chayav achatas for eating pork. But you ate a piece of chalav. You're not sure whether it was the kosher piece or the non-kosher piece. So that's a different case. No, you didn't know. You find out now that one of the pieces, that, and you only ate one piece, one of the pieces was chalav, one was kosher. You don't know which one you ate. Did you eat the chalav piece or did you eat the shuman piece? Now that case is much more likely to force you to bring a carbon because it's ischazik isura. We know for a fact that there was chalav there, we just don't know if you ate it. In a case where it's suffix, you just simply don't know whether there was chalav there. Was that a non-kosher piece of meat or not? You don't know. That was your suffix. There's a suffix maybe in the in which animal had been brought in and so on. So that the Gemara is going to discuss. And we'll see what appears to us that the Mishnah is basically going to deal with that too, it looks like. Suffix lo chalav, suffix lo chalav. And for that matter, even if you ate for sure, you just don't know whether it was a shiur. So suffix yesh bo kishiur, suffix in bo.
What's that case?
Where you definitely ate. This is a different case in Russia, not a case where there was a suffix. You found out that it was definitely chalav, the piece that you ate. But you don't know how much you ate. Did you eat an amount that would be mechayev your kesayis, that would be mechayev your carbon, or didn't you? You're not sure. So you're not sure whether the eating was called eating. Or a case where you have both shuman v'chelav lefanav. Now this seems to be the issue that we raised earlier. You have a piece of kosher shuman, a piece of chelav in front of you. You ate one of them and you don't know which one you ate. And you're there, ezim emakal. Or let's say you have your wife and your sister sleeping in the same bed in your house. You sleep with one of them, you don't know which one you slept with.
Can't you ask?
Can you ask?
Yes.
That's the whole question, when you can you ask. Well, how would they know? They're sleeping. Meaning you're there, be'ezim em shagah. Or let's say it's Shabbos and Yom Chol. You did melach, but you can't remember, did I do that before Shkia or after Shkia? In your day days we are masah. In all of these cases, may be Hashem Tolui. Now look, Geshem Shim Achal Chelav Achelav Ba'alim Achad Ino Chayav Alachatat. The same way, if you did the same act and there was only one halama, you would, and you know for a fact that you did that act afterwards, you'd only bring one korban chatat. So too, if you're not sure whether you did the act at all, you'd only bring one Hashem Tolui, even though these may have been different acts. So too came Aloha Dashalam, Eno Maybe Allah Hashem Toluyaka. And just like Im Haitayi Diabin Ataim, if you found out in between and you knew Vadai, so then in the same way, Shem Shu maybe Khatata Kolakat Yakat, Kaku maybe Hashem Toluya Kolakat Yakat. Whatever is Makalik on the Khatas is Makalik on the Hashem. Furthermore, Kishem, Shima, Akal, Chela, Vedam, Vepigo, Vedosa, just like separate Chiyuvim, all being eaten by Alei Mechaz, your Chayim, each one separately, because each one is a separate Isur, so to Aloha Dasham, you find out that you don't know for sure, you'd have to bring a separate Hashem Tolui, Akal, Akal, Vyakal, and an Hashem Tolui is not a generic Chiyuv to be Mechav on a Shogeg, it's the specific taking the place of the Chatas on the particular chet that you did. Ne'akol sharir v'kayam. To be continued. What excitement.
What marvelous new worlds open up in front of our eyes. We try.
I figure if I do a little piece of each time, I can get
the bill for the head or for the next.